Jimmy Kimmel says lockdown protesters might be suicidal, they want to die. By BenQ on April 21, 2020. Host Jimmy Kimmel attacked Americans hitting the street and calling for an end to lockdown measures and a return to working life, suggesting that they might be suicidal and want to die. Demonstrations took place across several states this weekend as people demanded an end to stringent lockdown measures aimed at curbing the spread of the Chinese coronavirus that have already caused mass unemployment and catastrophic economic damage. Filming his show from his multi-million-dollar home in Los Angeles, California, Kimmel predictably criticized Trump over his support of the protesters, who he described as great people who want their jobs back. Despite everyone who works for him telling people to stay at home, despite the official White House mandate being shelter in place, over the weekend, the guy who runs the White House tweeted, "Liberate Michigan, liberate Minnesota and liberate Virginia," Kimmel said. This from a man who refuses to even liberate Melania. Describing Trump's comments as irresponsible to the most unbelievable degree, the 52-year-old suggested that protesters could possibly be on a suicide mission. "I get that people need to go back to work, I do," Kimmel said. "But the point of stay at home is to get a lid on this, so we can get back to work. And then stay at work. I'm starting to think that these characters who support Trump might be suicidal. They seem to fight hardest for the things that will kill them." The late-night funny man concluded by stereotyping protesters as Trump supporters who love guns and pollution, at one point describing them as not too bright. "They want the freedom to gather in large groups during an epidemic," he continued. "They want guns. They want pollution. I figured it out, they want to die and they're taking us down with them." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.